Hello, everyone, and welcome to another IA Unboxcast. Jeez, this conversation sounds familiar, except I'm not quite as excited. I'm still excited. I'm here today with Mr. Michael Dowies.
Hello.
And Mr. Jason Earls.
Hello, everyone. Jeez, I feel like I've said that before.
I know. Tonight, we are going to be unboxing a Google Home Hub. This is a smart display by Google. And, Michael, could you describe the box for us?
Sure. This box is shrink-wrapped as, typical box. On the front, it says it has the G for Google. And it has Google Home Hub, hands-free, help at home. And it has a picture of the Google Home Hub. This was a white, a very light-colored one. On one of the sides, it has specs and a picture showing different text that is kind of small. It shows the display and different things about it. On the other side, it says some examples like, hey, and then the word Google. And shows how to use Google, like Google Maps, YouTube, and other things with that. And one of the sides has specs. The back says help at a glance, and it has a bunch of different things that you can say, and that's the box.
All right, let's get into this bad boy. As Michael said, it's shrink wrapped, so I'm gonna spend a second finding the weakness in the shrink wrap, because I never do these things with a knife. Why bother when a fingernail works just as well.
Are you okay, by the way, Aaliyah?
Why?
Because another Google product, not an Apple product, a Google one.
Thought I'd give everybody a change of scenery for a while. I'm gonna make you even sicker here in a minute.
Michael, you should probably check her temperature.
So, once I get the shrink wrap off, it's just a simple lift the top off the box, very slowly, so as not to drop it. There we go. Nice, heavy-duty top. It's smaller than I expected.
Yeah, I think it's only got like a 7-inch screen or so.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like this. I could pop the back off of it and get a Fire tablet. Like, it really does.
Interesting.
What are you taking off now?
There's some plastic around the display. Just to protect it. I'm assuming it's a touch-sensitive display. Hey.
Yes, I believe it is.
Let's describe the device here. Interestingly, the speaker grill is on the back of it. It's a rubber base. With a kind of... I don't know how to describe that. The speaker grill is triangular, going up, whereas so the device at the bottom is kind of an oval. It stands on an oval, but then the speaker grill tapers toward the top, and it creates a way for the tablet to lean back in landscape mode.
Interesting.
It's essentially a tablet attached to a base.
Which I'm assuming cannot be detached.
No. And there's a port on the back. I'm hoping that's not a proprietary port.
8:47 p.m.
Shh. Nobody asked for your opinion. I'm going to take out the base that the Home Hub was sitting in.
Screen off.
Michael, see if you can describe it better while I'm getting the cables out.
Sure. So, in looking at the Home Hub, the way I describe it looking, it looks like a... it does kind of feel like a fire
tablet.
That's
a proprietary port, by the way.
It's
sad.
When it's on a table, it really looks like a picture frame when you're looking at it up front.
Interesting.
Because the if it's off, the screen is black and you have a white bezel frame around it. It also has microphones at the top on it. Now, do we remember, does this have a camera?
No, it does not.
No.
The only thing it has is a light sensor, I believe.
And that's what I'm seeing.
I'm plugging in the adapter, folks.
It has a switch on the back, which is interesting.
That's the mic switch.
I wonder if that's
switch.
To mute and unmute the...
And it has a...
also has a button on it.
But when you look at it, on one of our podcasts, we talked about devices blending into your decor of your furniture. And this one definitely does that.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like it's a screen that's meant to be there and
there
kind of
go.
Inconspicuous. It's nice. It's small. Small, a lot smaller than I thought it would be. But
yeah, judging by the box, I thought it would be bigger.
Looking at the bottom, I'm sure that this speaker actually has more bass and lows on the bottom, so I bet this one will have a little bit more heft of a sound than the Google Home Mini, I'm guessing.
Well, from reviews I've been reading, it's supposed to sound pretty similar. People say it sounds pretty similar to the Google Home Mini, so it'll be really interesting to see if that's true.
I have a Google Home
sound
Mini
is also
plugged
very
in over
subjective.
Here. So we will be testing that.
Yeah, and of course, sound is also a very subjective
certainly,
thing, too.
Yes.
The bottom, from what I can tell in this light, is a reddish pink, which is disgustingly ugly.
Ew.
The back looks kind of a greenish, where the speaker is.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's a bunch of multicoloredness, and it's strange. So... I'm going to hand this back to Aaliyah. I don't really know what the button is that you're talking about, but...
Let me see. Yeah, I think it was actually the switch that I was seeing.
So it doesn't even have, like...
It does have a volume button.
Volume buttons?
It does.
Oh.
On the right side of the tablet as it's facing you, on the back of the tablet. The switch faces away from you. All right, it's plugged in. That's bright.
That is bright.
All right.
I wonder if you can do the same thing you can do in Android where you can hold the volume buttons to get
don't
any,
know.
Accessibility.
I don't
stuff.
Think so, actually. That's not what the Help Center says.
Oh. Ooh. Piano sound.
Sounds like it has more lows just from that.
Maybe.
Welcome to Google Home. To get started, download the Google Home app on a phone or tablet.
That sounds good.
Yes, it does. Let's try
my
the volume
gosh.
Buttons trick.
You're about to completely reset Google.
No, 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 no,
oh,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no.
Not that it wouldn't do anything, but because we don't have
yeah,
it set
but still.
Up. But no. That
well, we
work.
Know how to reset it now.
All right, here's where I'm about to make Jason really sick.
Device unlocked. 8:51 p.m. Set up
oh,
the
God,
nearby
it already
broadcast
hurts.
Device. Tap to open Google Home app.
Oh, whoa.
Spotify. Actions.
Hello.
It knew?
Notifications. Remove.
It knew.
Uninstall. Move item. Double tap to activate.
Whoa.
Open Google Home.
Open.
That's cool.
Google Home. Home. More options button. Double tap to activate. Double
I think
tap
this is a first,
track.
Folks. An Unboxcast done with an Android.
I think you're right.
Wow.
I am doing this
Dude, that display really sounded good. I'm impressed so
yeah,
far.
Yeah. This is being done on a Google Pixel 3 XL in the Google Home app. So let's look here.
Home. More options. Home. Set up one device. Remove set up one device.
Hey.
More options button. Home. Set up one device. More options button. Not checked. Add another. Checked. Home. Choose a home. You will be able to control the devices and services in this home. Checked. Home. Not checked. Next button. Out of.
Let's go next.
More options. Looking for devices. Google Home Hub found.
Here it is.
Would you like to set up Google Home Hub 5918?
Yes, I would.
Skip button. Yes button. Connecting to Google Home Hub. Connecting to Spotify.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. That's cool. It's syncing your services. And apparently you can watch things like YouTube TV on the Home Hub if you have it.
Oh, neat.
More options.
You can do it through Google Assistant, I believe.
Ew.
Oh, no.
Seeing E4VA lets you know you're connected to the right Google Home Hub.
Oh, no, Google. No.
Are there no other alternative options?
It says seeing this lets you know you're connected to the right one. However, if I was in a situation where I really needed to know that information, that's concerning.
No button. Yes button.
Well, I'm just going to have to go with yes because that's geek. I don't like entrusting my security to a blind guess, har har.
I wonder if seeing AI would have helped automatic at all.
Help, more options, help
seeing AI would have.
Probably.
I mean, not everybody's going to be able to have an iPhone or something lying around.
Right.
Google to improve everyone's experience. No thanks. Yes.
It's not auto-reading these screens either.
Not checked. Kitchen. My. Where is this device? Choose a location. My. Not checked. Create new. Not checked. Attic. Not checked. Backyard. Not checked. Base. Not checked. Bathroom. Not checked bedroom, not checked den, not checked dining room, not checked entry, not checked family room, not checked front, not checked garage, not checked hall, not checked kitchen, not checked living room.
Here we go.
Swipe up to switch apps, not checked office, not checked next. Not checked Chronicles. Connect to Wi-Fi. Choose the Wi-Fi network you would like to use with your Google Home Hub. Not checked Chronicles. Check Techopolis. Swipe up to switch.
Oh,
not checked.
Well, that's handy.
Not checked.
Apple would not let you do this.
Not. Next button. Out of list. The Google Home app can automatically get your Wi-Fi password.
To get started, download the Google Home app on a phone or tablet.
Use saved password. The Google Home app can automatically get your Wi-Fi password for Techopolis from this phone or tablet. Check, remember the enter manually button. Next button. Connecting to Wi-Fi.
You know, you could have saved some text, Google, and said from this device.
Right.
That sounds really good, though.
The screen just flickered.
Connected. Google Home Hub setup. More options button. Before using your Google Assistant, here are a few things to know before using your Google Home Hub. Google Partners. Google Partners are businesses that have a commercial relationship with Google. Double tap to services and your privacy. When you use your assistant to talk to a service, Google shares information with that service so it can fulfill your request. Guests and your assistant, let friends and family know that their interactions will be stored in your Google account unless they link their account. Learn more button. Next button. List. Assistant settings. Google. Google Assistant logo. Teach your assistant to recognize your voice. Voice match helps your Google. I set up voice match. No thanks. I agree button. Your assistant can already recognize your voice.
Okay.
It looks like you've all. Google Assist. Your assistant.
Can I go next?
Swipe close button. Back button. Your assistant, it look. Google, your assist, back button. Get personal results. Get personal, learn, no, I agree, button. Google Assistant logo.
Oi.
Get personal results. Turn on personal results to access your calendar, contacts, reminders, and more on the, learn more, no thanks, I agree. Alert make personal results more secure.
Oh, there we go.
You've turned on personal results but not voice match. This means your assistant won't check your voice before giving close button. You make you close.
That's weird.
Just a sec. Google Home Hub that setup. Confirm address button. Double tap to activate.
Just confirmed my address here.
YouTube Music free service available. Allow the assistant to play music from your linked services out of list. Add music services. YouTube Google Play Music free service available. Spotify, Spotify Premium account active. Pandora free rate. Deezer, free Deezer Premium Plus. Not now, but next button.
Wait, was that not Pandora checked. Thing YouTube free too?
Music free service available.
Yeah.
In list.
The
default music cool. service when not checked. Google Play checked. Spotify not next. Not next.
Here's next.
HBO Now, CBS. This lets you ask add your video services.
Oh boy.
This lets you ask your Google Home Hub to stream videos on your TV or smart display. CBS, CBS account required. In list, four items. HBO, Stars, Star, Vicky, Vicky account, not now, button, up, next button. Double tap to activate.
Oh, no Netflix.
Google will send a code, country phone prefix, phone number, edit box. People who know your phone number or Google account will be able to reach you across Google services. Phone number, end of field. Smart lock credential picker. Continue with 937, none of the above button. 9, continue, choose an account. 937-733. People who know your phone number or Google account will be able to reach you across Google services. Not now, next button. Enter code, edit box. Double tap and hold to long press.
I need that. I'll pull it off my Mac, Michael.
So she is grabbing the code that Google sent her so that she can enter it into her phone to continue setup on the Home Hub.
Didn't enter code. Edit. Showing num 9, 8, 7, 8, 8, 4, 2, 2, 9, 9, 5, 4, 4, period, 9, 9, period. Didn't, editing, enter, edit, didn't, please wait, skip button. Please wait, 002. Editing, 842,949, edit box, didn't resend code, skip button, next button. Number keyboard hidden.
Okay.
Number verified. 937 done button. Not checked. Checkbox. Choose an ambient mode. Select what to show when your display isn't being used.
Interesting.
Not checked. Checkbox. Google Photos. Face. Not checked. Checkbox. Art gallery. Curate. Not checked. Checkbox. Full screen clock. You'll have your choice of clock faces. Next button.
Oh, not checked. Let's do a clock.
Check. Next.
Interesting.
Button. Not checked, checkbox, flip clock, dark, in list, full screen clock, you'll have your choice, not checked, checkbox, flip clock, light, not checked, checkbox, analog clock, dark, check, not checked, not checked, not checked, next button, add a payment method, shop on Google Express, order food delivery, or call
no,
a ride,
no.
In list, 10 items,
no,
completed, address, 4,000,
oh.
Devices, services, Wi-Fi, tech, duo calling, you can, ambient mode, full screen, continue, button.
Okay. Apparently my duo number is going to be my iPhone number for whatever reason.
Hmm. Interesting.
This automatically adjusts the screen brightness to blend, ambient EQ light sensor. More options, but, this automatically adjusts the screen brightness to blend into the room.
Interesting.
Next I like button. That.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Flip the switch on the back to mute and unmute your smart display. Next button. Adjust the volume with your voice or the volume buttons on the back. Next button.
Okay.
Now living room display is ready. More options. Flip. Now let's explore what you can do. Continue button. Home. More options button. Discover. Personalize, set up voice match, teach the assistant your voice, open card option, Set up. Offer for you.
Right.
Get Pandora Premium free for Discover.
I'm actually going more to go ahead and go into more options.
Discover more op. Pop-up window. Help and feedback. Help and feedback.
Oh.
Help
and feedback. It's not there.
Back button. Home. Selected. Discover. Home button. Account. Browse. Selected. Discover. Double browse.
Home maybe.
Account. Assistant mic button.
What are you looking for?
Settings.
Select home. Double tap to act. Redeem offer. Discover. At 9:04 p.m. Discover. Personalized offer for you. Get select back button. Home. Home. Selected.
There we go.
Home. Play add device or service. Living room one. Living room display. Play music. Living room. Home. Exit button. Equal. Open device settings.
Device
connecting
settings?
To living room display. Device
maybe.
Settings.
And
name, living room. Device at home. Room, living, groups, Wi-Fi, ambient mode, digital well-being, guest mode, accessibility, screen reader, off, switch, on.
Okay.
ChromeVox spoken
listening.
Feedback is ready.
Oh!
Whoa!
/, settings underscore UI /.
Oh,
it's
my
not running Android.
Gosh.
Whoa!
That's interesting.
That's
and it uses that voice?
Apparently.
Oh my gosh.
So this is a Chrome device.
Yeah.
7 screen off.
Oh. Wait, was that your phone?
My phone powered off, yeah.
So you should be able to flick around the screen left and right, double tap to activate,
ambient
and
EQ
I
toggle.
Think
button, media volume toggle, button. Do not
wow.
Link. Double tap. Alarm. Link. Settings menu. Link. IC underscore mic on. Image.
Wow.
Ew.
Mic on.
Right?
Mic off. IC underscore volume off. Media volume off. Media volume on. IC underscore camera on.
Okay,
image.
I have a lot of feedback about this that I will definitely be sending to Google Tech Support, but...
Also,
yeah.
Google, can we use this voice on our phones and other
apparently,
devices?
Apparently, the reasoning behind that is that it's too big, but yeah.
I know, but Apple lets us use Alex, and he's almost a gig.
I know, but apparently
like
this voice is several
it,
gigs.
You should be able to... Yeah, but I feel like if you have the storage for it, that should be your prerogative.
Yeah. Let's see. Hey, Google, play Church Bells by Carrie Underwood.
Church Bells by Carrie Underwood, sure. Playing on Spotify.
Hey. You know.
Wow.
Oh, snap.
Is it in stereo?
Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot daisy out in the shack with a boutique hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty. The kind that a rich man can't turn down. She
okay.
Caught the eye of an oil man dancing.
Hey, Google, stop. Wow,
Chrome
she heard
colon // home /. Setup underscore screen underscore only.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
That's... Oh, wow.
It's very... The sound is very dot.
The mic's
urgent.
Off.
Now, if I do that and then...
By the way, the mic's off.
Shh, I know.
By the way, okay, the mic's back on.
Thank you. Hey, Google. Play Church Bells by Carrie Underwood.
All right, Church Bells by Carrie Underwood. Playing on Spotify.
This is a Google Home Mini.
Home Hub's better.
Yeah, oh dear.
Jenny
grew up wild like a Blackfoot daisy. Out in the shack with a blessed with beauty. The kind that a rich man can't. Hey Google, stop. There we go. Told you this phone's slippery.
You dropped it?
Yeah, I did.
Screen off.
But let's see if we can get it to play a YouTube video. What's our Unboxcast called?
Screen off.
video cast. She's grumpy.
I video cast one.
Man, she's grumpy. Let me turn this off.
The mic's off.
Hey. Stop. Enough. Bad boy. Anyway. Hey, Google. Play IA video cast 1 on YouTube. Oh. Duh. Dummy.
The mic's back on.
Yeah, that helps. Hey, Google. Play IA video cast 1 on YouTube.
Okay, Something Bad by Miranda Lambert. Here it is on YouTube Music.
Hey, Google, stop.
Chrome:// home/ setup _screen_only.
I don't like that.
That needs to not happen.
That needs to die.
I understand why it's happening, but...
I get why it's happening, too, but it should not be reading that.
Because that's the whole basis of the OS, but...
Yes, but... There should be a more helpful screen tag than that.
Yeah, there should.
I'm curious how you set up videos on the Home Hub.
So now the Home Hub is set up, but I want to try one other thing. It's supposed to dim the lights because this thing is bright as a beacon. So, with that being said, hey Siri, turn off the dining room light. Hey Siri, turn off the living room lamp.
Done. You're not doing anything.
Photo, image, double tap to active. Hang, double up, hang, photo, Google Home Hub.
What is it doing?
Government's light sensor. Let's see if it does anything.
Where is the light sensor?
Up near the top. Let me go turn out the other light that's in here. Stay, girl.
And no What's on my calendar? Double tap to activate. Maddie and TAE die from a broken heart acoustic. Double tap. Spot made for Aaliyah. Double tap. Police radar. Taste breakers. Spotify. Double tap to activate. Taste breakers. Made
turn
for all the feels. Double tap to activate.
Does it have
turn
to
the Home Hub to the right some.
Is it seeing my Mac screen, maybe?
It might be. It has not dimmed.
No.
So there might be too much light in here, even with that on.
Could it also be maybe something to do with ChromeVox preventing it from being
Does
able
it
to... Although
ever
I don't see why that would be the case.
It has not dimmed the whole time, which I'm
Can you ask
about.
The assistant to dim the display?
You might be able to.
Hey, Google. Dim the display? No.
No. I hope ChromeVox does not limit
that.
Things
move too fast. Please try again. Screen off.
Oh, dear.
Maybe try turning it off and see. Although there isn't, I guess there's not a quick way to...
There's not a lock button.
It looks somewhat dimmer, but not a whole lot.
I wonder...
Try to dim the display to 10%.
Hey, Google. Dim the display to 10%.
Yes, that worked.
It's not giving feedback, though.
No, it did not give feedback.
Oof.
That's depressing.
So... I feel like this device has several accessibility issues at this point, partly because it's not running Android. I feel like that's part of the issue we're having.
I don't know that I would blame it on
that. I don't
that.
Know that that's the issue. I just think the implementation is just...
Yeah, exactly. I think it's a bad implementation.
I think it's a case of implementation.
Because... I feel like ChromeVox is an afterthought.
In this product, yes.
And keep in mind, guys... This is something that can be changed with
oh, yes.
updates.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So
and
this is not
this is
how
not
it's
a
necessarily
bad device.
Going to be forever.
This is a hard thing for me because I wanted this to work.
Yeah.
I wanted this to be like the Echo Show, which is very
right
good.
Well, the difference between this and the Echo Show is an experience that is an overlay on top of other of multiple operating systems, and that operating system that they use is Android. This one seems to be an all new experience that they have just come up with, and I think it still has a ways to go.
Yeah.
For screen reader users. I almost would even say probably for all users this has a long way to go.
Yeah.
Now, my observations, you know, I think at least if you decide to buy one, you are going to be able to use it. It may not be the most intuitive thing in the world to use in some cases, but at least you can use it, and you can use ChromeVox to, you know, choose options and look around the screen and stuff like that. So at least it's not, you know, completely unusable, but no. It definitely does have, it has a ways to go to be a shiny, pretty, polished accessibility experience.
The neat thing is you can play YouTube TV on this thing. You can do a lot of things.
Spotify.
And, well, I'm not going there. But the thing is you can do a lot with this that you can't do with the Google Home speakers. Necessarily without a Chromecast and a TV.
Well, let's be real. You can do more with this than you can with the Echo Show. Because they don't really have a way to do cable on the Echo Show.
Yeah.
And there's no YouTube TV app for the Fire tablets.
No, because Amazon and YouTube hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, I almost said Amazon and YouTube.
Yeah.
So this offers a different experience than even I guessed would be.
Yeah.
And it sounds really good.
It does. Like, it sounds good, certainly.
It's not a HomePod, but it's not going to be a HomePod.
No. If you want a based HomePod, on reviews, get a Google Home Max.
Yeah. But based on reviews, I thought it was going to be, you know, basically just like the Google Mini, but it really does sound like it has more low-end than the Google Mini, Home Mini.
Oh, no.
That's weird.
You need to not do that. That's kind of creepy. Don't do that.
I will say, I wish there was a quick way.
Clock face, I think.
Right. I will say I wish there was a quick way to enable and disable ChromeVox on the Google Home Hub without going into the app. I think that would be a very nice feature.
Michael just
to have.
Owed. What did you owe?
It is dimmer.
So it dims when it goes away.
Idle.
When it idles.
Interesting. They made it sound like it was going to do it like all the time.
I know.
Yeah. I'm not exactly happy with ChromeVox blabbling like that.
Yeah, it'll be very... Oh, sorry.
It's kind of like a computer screensaver, but give me a reason. Let me understand why you're talking, not just randomly announcing the time.
Twice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like... That bothers me a little. Also, what bothers me a bit is the proprietary connector.
Well, when I'm going to hook up mine up on the nightstand in our room, and and I'm curious if I will ever look over and see the huge clock face that it's going to have. That I'm kind of curious how I will react to that.
Are you going to turn ChromeVox on it? Because I have a feeling it might wake us up in the middle of the night.
Actually, I wasn't actually planning on it.
Oh.
I can.
Well.
I can't use it? Oh.
Well, I'm sure. I'm wondering if there's... ask it if you could turn on and off screen reader.
Hey, Google. Disable ChromeVox.
Sorry, I can't help with that yet.
Say disable screen reader.
9:45 p.m.
Hey, Google.
Screen off.
Disable screen reader.
stop listening.
9:45 p.m. 44 screen off.
Quit. Hey Google, disable screen reader.
Sorry, I don't know how to help with that yet.
Nope. That's annoying.
See, that's something I think Google Assistant needs to be able to do across devices, amen, not just open that. Settings. It needs to be able to turn accessibility features on and off.
Because if I walk up to a Home Hub device and I don't have the controlling phone, I cannot independently access the screen, and that's not okay.
The other thing is that it appears that whenever I was messing with it, there is difficulties. You can't do the two-finger swiping as... well, tap the screen for me.
9:46.
No. Swipe down with two fingers.
9:46 p.m.
What was that?
Flick right.
Boop.
Sounded like a Mac sound almost.
Ew.
Oh my gosh.
%2fclients3.google.com %2fcast%2fchromecast%2fhome.
Hey, we know where it goes now.
Oh my lord.
Flick right.
Chromecast home. 9:46 p.m.
Chromecast home.
9:46.
Swipe. Did you do up with two fingers or down?
Down.
Go. Try going up.
No.
Ambient EQ toggle button.
What about with one?
Window. Double tap to activate.
Or will it just?
Because it talks about being able to do swipe up and down with one finger to get to different cards on the screen.
I see underscore mic on.
And I don't know that that is something that you can actually do with,
That's fail pie, if so.
9:47.
So it doesn't work with one or two fingers?
Google Home Hub, window.
I can kind of get one finger to do stuff.
Google Home Hub, photo. Google Home Hub, photo. 9:47, space.
This is half-baked.
Yep.
Google Home Hub, window.
It's having a rough time. Not a fan.
Device unlocked.
I'm gonna have some words to say. And none of them very polite right now.
Because it should not take somebody with vision to have to learn how to use it visually before you could use it non-visually.
No.
Right.
Not at all. And,
like, I feel like there should be some ChromeVox hints happening.
Well, there are. Double tap to activate, remember?
Yeah, but I mean, like, swipe with two fingers to switch cards or something.
There's not even a tutorial.
No. No.
Right.
My concern is that the Chromecasts are going to be the same way.
Well, you control them exclusively from your phone, though.
Yeah.
You don't...
I keep...
That's true. You actually use your phone as a remote control for it.
Right. All right, folks. That's going to do it for this UnboxCast. And we're going to be back with more very, very shortly. But for now, Jason, where can people find you online?
People can find me producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at jason@iAccessibility.net. You can search for me on Facebook, just search for Jason Earls, and you can also follow me on Twitter at JDE, that's Juliet Delta Echo 91.
And Michael, what about you?
You can email me at mikedoise@iAccessibility.net, that's mikedoise@iAccessibility.net. I'm Mike Doey's on Twitter, and Michael Doey's on Facebook, and you can find me all around the web, so just do a search.
And you can find me, Aaliyah, producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at Aaliyah, that's A-L-E-E-H-A, at iAccessibility.net, and you can follow me on Twitter at BlindCowgirl199. That's going to do it for this episode of the IA UnboxCast. I want to thank everyone for listening. You're about to hear all the wonderful ways you can get in touch with us in our outro. And please don't forget you can join our community at iAccessibility.net/Slack. Thanks for listening. Bye, everyone.
This show has been brought to you by the IACast Network. We love hearing from you. Email us at feedback@iaccessibility.net. Got Twitter? Follow us at iAccessibility One. Facebook, search for iAccessibility. Download our free apps for iOS and Android, and keep up with all of our content at iAccessibility.net. If you'd like to donate to our show, hit the PayPal button on our website and get early access to our outtakes with a donation at patreon.com/iacast. Thanks for listening.
Copyright 2019, iAccessibility, LLC.